Representative Megan Godfrey, a Democrat who represents Springdale, who you heard from on Ozarks at Large yesterday, also voted to fund the request. The Peacemaker Festival in Fort Smith over the weekend has been cited for violating Arkansas Department of Health guidelines. Scott Harden, the spokesperson for Arkansas Beverage Control, says festival organizers applied for a liquor license.
And as soon as we received that, we did what we always do. We reached out to local leaders, the sheriff, the county judge, and mayor, and said, do you have any opposition to this permit being issued? They did not have any local opposition. Had they had any opposition, we would deny the permit as we typically do, but that wasn't the case.
The organizers also cleared their plan for COVID-19-related guidelines with the health department, so ABC issued the permit for the festival.
We had five agents on site at the actual festival throughout the weekend. And overall, the festival did make a really solid effort on enforcing their plan. They had volunteers and staff doing their absolute best to make sure that social distancing was taking place, to make sure that people were wearing masks where they couldn't social distance. However, ultimately, it wasn't possible.
Harden says there were more than 1,000 people at the festival each day, so Peacemaker was cited with a failure to maintain health department guidelines. Since it's a one-time event, the festival will likely be issued a fine anywhere from $500 to $2,000. That decision can be appealed.
If you look not only in Arkansas, but really around the southern United States, this is probably one of the bigger events that we've seen anywhere recently. They had an ambitious plan, both for the festival itself and for enforcing the COVID guidelines. And I think going into it, everyone thought it looked good. It looked good on paper.
Harden says the agency may reevaluate whether to issue permits for other large-scale events in the future.
So I think that you'll see ABC probably taking a harder look at that and really determining, is this the time to issue large-scale event permits?
Earlier this week, the health department's acting secretary, Dr. Jose Romero, was asked about reports that a festival attendee tested positive for COVID-19 after attending the festival.
I don't have details about the case that was positive, so I can't comment about that. We will be looking to see if there are any other cases. We are aware, of course, of the violations or laxness of face mask issues, and we'll be taking that into account as we go forward.
The Peacemaker Festival issued this statement in response to the citation. Quote, "We are thankful that most of the patrons adhered to the state-approved safety guidelines and protocols. Our volunteer staff worked tirelessly to enforce the rules. Despite that, there were some patrons who violated the directive," end quote. This is Ozarks at Large.